It's not coming through, Johnny.
Well, it's there.
No, it's not coming out.
What are you talking about?
It's not coming out. No. I hear it in your headphones.
What?
Yeah, it's not coming.
I give up. If that's the case.
Welcome into the Ron Ross Radio Show podcast. There's a theme song there written by my brother.
I swear it's playing. Well, we'll see in the post. You may be right. Well, that's going to be problematic for the rest of the show if the sound effects.
Well, you'll be ready with the thing. Hey, it's Ron.
Okay. Yeah,
I know. That dude over there with whose equipment is John Jaglinski. I'm kidding. I'm telling my God, I'm teasing
what?
You. John Jaglinski. My partner in crime and executive producer of the Ron Ross Radio Show podcast. And surprise, I know I told you I'm standing by for a new time. I didn't post it. So here we are.
There we go. No one's showing up.
Let's see. Let's get one comment.
We have one viewer.
Hey, there's Jennifer.
Did anybody else hear the theme song? Please comment.
It wasn't coming through. No.
If it's not coming through, that's a problem.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out.
All right.
But you know what? You know what? Jennifer's and you could probably join in on this because it is Friday and I haven't done this in 1,000 years. I don't know.
Did your dog have fleas?
Isn't done yet. Hang on. My dog has fleas. My dog has fleas. My dog has fleas. All right, there we go. It's time for the Friday song. We're in C. We're in C, John. C.
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 It's a. Friday. Hey, and then you throw your hands up in the air. Let's go. You're driving. And of course, you're not driving because you're watching a podcast. But thank you so much for joining us on our Facebook and live on our YouTube channel. And the audio, of course, will be posted to this later. If you've got to leave and, you know, get to work and do your things, then. Pardon me. You know, there's the cough button.
There's a cough button on your board. I'm just saying.
So, welcome like this. Ron Ross Radio Show podcast. I was writing up things I wanted to talk about yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I sat there because last week I was like, oh, that'll be great for the podcast. Oh, yeah, we got to put that down for the podcast. Oh, yeah, I should write that down for the podcast. Never
and none of it.
So when yesterday I'm like, I should probably come up with something to talk about with the podcast. I literally sat there and went, oh, you got to be kidding me. I can't remember anything that I wanted to talk about for the podcast.
But
I came up with one or two things because we had some pretty big once in a lifetime or once in 40 years kind of events happening, namely the eclipse, the solar eclipse. Now, I have to point this out. I don't know if he's watching or not, but my brother-in-law, who is a Domino's aficionado. Oh, that's another thing I wanted to talk about, Domino's.
We played Domino's
again with Greatest Wife Ever's family, her siblings. She has three siblings and their spouses, and we sit around. But one of them has appointed himself an expert with dominoes. So it was my goal all night to wind him up.
I thought we were talking pizza.
And I did. Okay. No. Playing the game dominoes. And I did. But anyway, Greatest Wife Ever posted. So she's out. I had to be at work. And I posted a couple of videos while I was at work for the solar eclipse, and I had my glasses. Grace would ever bought us glasses like months ago. She planned ahead.
I saw it.
And oh, the video. Yeah, you're the only one who laughed. You thought.
Well, I was laughing at your hair.
Oh, the hair. Well, the hair was the. I'm getting to the hair in a second.
I know. Sorry.
The hair was getting blown out everywhere.
It was so crazy.
No, don't apologize. It's all good. It's all part of a discussion. So the greatest wife ever, though, she went to this area in town because she wanted to see if she could see the launching There were three rockets that were going to be launched during totality from Wallops Island, which is off the coast of Virginia. NASA was launching three, I don't know, satellite rockets or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And standing where we are, you can see them in Maryland. If you look southeast and you can see them, it's, you know, it's a little faint little light, but it'll arc up and go up into the sky. So that's where she was. And she was there with the daughter, the elder, and GS1. And I think the son-in-law was there, too. And so greatest wife ever. And I don't know if you know this or not. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. But I think I've spoken about my late mother-in-law lovingly over the years. Wonderful, wonderful woman. And she was a huge Pink Floyd fan.
Oh,
think that your mother-in-law would be a Pink Floyd fan, but she loved basically, well, Dark Side of the Moon was the album, but she loved all music. She loved all music. She was a Beatles fanatic. But she loved Dark Side of the Moon. So daughter, the, greatest wife ever. She's there and she timed it out because they told you when to time it out to play Dark Side of the Moon. When do you start it? And then because, excuse me, the eclipse started like in our neck of the woods and we were in 91% totality. And the so it started like 206 or whatever, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I think it was like 239 is when she was supposed to start the album Dark Side of the Moon from the very beginning.
Okay.
And you listen to the whole thing and you listen to all the songs and Money and Us and Them and,
right,
you know, Run, Rabbit, Run, Time, all right, these great classic Pink Floyd songs. And you do it, a great gig in the sky. And you do all of this to get to the last song, which is called Eclipse.
Right.
And the last line of the song, if you time it out correctly, as the sun hits, or as the moon hits totality and is blocking out the entire sun, and all you see is the corona, that last line, and the sun is eclipsed by the moon. And that's it. And she did it. And it timed it out perfectly.
Nice. Now,
we only had 91%, and it was still kind of light. You know, 9% of sunlight is still pretty light around
still
here.
Sunny.
Yeah, right. never really got, you know, totally dark and animals didn't go crazy or any of that stuff. You did feel the temperature dropped a good 5, 6, 7 degrees or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was kind of breezy. And of course, in Maryland, it was dicey because you never knew whether you were going to get cloud cover or not. Because like right after totality, then it was like gray Maryland skies. That's what you get. The colors on the Maryland flag are yellow, black, red, white, and gray for the skies. But everybody's been getting these storms that have been coming all across the United States. But anyway, she timed it out. I just wanted to acknowledge that she was able to do that. I was on air. Yeah. I was on the air, and it was $1,000 work day, so I was still conducting that contest. But in between songs, I'm running outside. I had to make sure that I had the key to the lock to the radio station because it auto locks. I was holding that in my hand. Oops. Holding that in my hand, that would have been terrible.
Yeah,
getting locked out of the radio station while you're live on the air.
Dead air.
And that's always been a horrible fear of
that, right?
falling asleep when I was doing overnights. Just on
that
the
happened to me.
Did you fall asleep?
Oh hell yeah!
How long were you asleep?
Don't know.
Oh no.
No, I have no idea. You know, it probably was only a second or two. Probably the song ended and that woke me up. The silence of everything just woke me up. Because when, you know, you were working overnight, you used to turn the volume up pretty loud to kind of have it in your face.
Right.
But yeah, I recall waking up completely and there being dead air.
Dead air, man. That is, and this is before computers. Okay, so computers now, it doesn't matter. Computer will just keep rolling and play the next song, play your commercials, all that stuff. But when, you know, this is before the computers, when you had to live operate the board, the audio board, CDs, control board, and then you had
carts.
CDs before CDs and carts. You had, well, you had carts for commercials, but then before that, you had albums, record albums, literally queuing up records on a turntable, putting the needle on the record. You know, Or, and you know, if you fell asleep and that record ran out, you just heard.
And we used to have to in Dayton. We loaded reel to reels.
Okay.
We had literally four reel to reel decks of Drake Chenault
like for singles format. For singles?
For songs, yeah. Literally.
One song was on a little
No. It was a big reel, and you would just that was how the format started before, like for the first 6 months or so that the format rolled, and this was Light FM. They and you alternated between your reels. So you would play a 100, a 400, a 300, a 200, a 100.
You had a sequencer that did that.
No, that was manual button. Rolled it. Yeah, and you'd have to load the reel.
I never knew that about you, John.
Oh, this was, that was
I crazy. Never knew that. That's crazy.
And then we moved everything to carts.
Now on the WARK AM in Hagerstown, Maryland, 1490. Which was the music.
1490.
Okay, that's a little insight. Okay, again, inside baseball. That was the top of the hour jingle where you have to give the call letters and the city of license. It's an FCC thing.
Right.
And you still kind of do it. Although I don't think it really matters much anymore, but you had to give the call letters and city of license. So it was a WARK Hagerstown, the music of, so it was the music of your life, which was a big bands and standards. And that was on four reel to reels, big reel to reel decks with quarter inch tape, which was quarter inch wide. That was called, why it was called quarter inch tape. And it was fed tails out. So when you pulled it out of the box, it was tails out. So you had to rewind it.
Rewind it.
And then there was a sequencer that ran. There was one, two, three, and four decks.
Yeah.
And then you had the sequencer that just went one, three, two, one, you know, whatever. And then when, if you were taking a, changing the reel on deck three, you took three out so it wouldn't accidentally go there.
Right.
And then you had four cart decks that played your pre-com, your two commercials, or PSAs or whatever, or your news. Right. And then another post, your last cart had a tone on it, which sent it back. It usually had the, and now back to the music of your life on 1490 WARK. And then here's Artie Shaw, you know. And
so, there it goes. Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Wow. Right.
Wow.
Totally a digress.
Sorry.
Totally digress. I am so sorry. Squirrel.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. Look, again. Little insider baseball there with the, with the radio. So I just wanted to acknowledge that with the eclipse, lunar eclipse happening. Okay, so if you've you may have noticed just yesterday, our friend Michelle has got her own business called Twisted Scissors, which I think is a great name for a business.
Twisted Scissors.
Because I literally walk in there and I just go, I'm not going to take it. We're not going to
take it.
So anyway, she I showed her a picture and I said, I want this. And she said, okay. And boom. So I got my spring dew.
Looks good.
Do it pretty much every year.
Fresh.
Yeah. Well, I realize now this is like a, that's fine. That's four, six, seven, seven.
Let's not do. Come on. Do we need to really go down that road?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Between your eyebrows.
I'm happy. I'm happy. That I'm extremely happy and
don't complain, Ron.
I'm not complaining.
You have a nice coif,
John.
Beautiful.
I'm not complaining. I'm not
You're beautiful, babe.
I'm beautiful, bird. But I ran across this, and I have to show you because the greatest way I've ever found it.
Jennifer says it makes you look younger.
Really? All the gray makes me look younger. Thanks. So the no, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate.
I'll take gray hair.
Yeah.
Take it here.
Yeah, stop it. There it is. I knew it was coming. So I greatest wife ever was cleaning something. Years ago, I was a music director at a radio station. Another radio story. I was a music director and the assistant program director at Z104 in Washington, D.C. It was a top 40 station. Mm-hmm. And Janet Jackson was coming out with her new album, The Velvet Rope. Glad I'm not the only one with a hairline issue, Jim. Thanks, Jim, with the comment about the hairline issue.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. By the way, you can put all your comments, comment away on Facebook and on our YouTube channel and we will definitely see them. So, her new album was coming out, Janet Jackson's new album, and they decided instead of flying her around to all the radio stations to do promo, they would fly all of the radio people into one location, and she could take care of it in one fell swoop and meet all the radio people and talk about the album, and then we would play the album. And so the program director, Dale O'Brien, came to me and he says, yeah, I think you should go to LA. So it was LA.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'm like, okay. And I wasn't on the air at the time. I was on off air, whatever. And, so I don't have to worry about getting my shift covered or any of that stuff. So, I had to fly out. I had an 8 o'clock, flight. This is the '90s. So pre 9/11. So I totally forgot to take, and I was flying out of BWI, but I forgot to take into account Baltimore morning drive traffic as I was getting to the airport. And it's an 8 o'clock flight, and I didn't fly a lot. I had flown like once before, maybe twice. Okay. So the nerves hadn't kicked in because now I'm sitting in traffic. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to miss the flight. I go running up, and it was just, I was just staying overnight. I run up, and that's when she, gives me my boarding pass, and she looks at me and she goes, gate B12 or whatever. And she just goes, run. So I'm like,
yikes.
No security. You didn't have to go through security, any of that stuff. You had your boarding pass and you're just like racing. I was like full speed. I come up and the lady's there going, we've been waiting for you, Mr. Ross. And I'm like, oh, give her the boarding pass. I get on. I finally sit down and there's seven people on this transcontinental flight.
Seven.
Whole row to myself. I sit down and I'm like, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. And then I realize, oh, crap, I'm on a plane. We're taking off. Okay. And then I had to mentally prepare myself. Well, I wasn't well versed in flying, so I was still, I was a very nervous flyer.
I got you.
Fly out to LA, stay at this hotel, and the event wasn't until this evening, and that evening, and I got in at like 3 or noon their time.
Okay.
Noon West Coast time, something like that. And, so I just had some time to kill and I was staying in Santa Monica, and that's where the club was, where she was going to be appearing. And I go walking around, Santa Monica Boulevard. And I see there's a statue of a nun, somebody at the end of this street. And I go walking down and I see the Santa Monica Pier with the Ferris wheel and all that stuff. And there's the Pacific Ocean. I've never been to the Pacific Ocean. So I had to walk down. I was going to dip my piggies in the Pacific Ocean just to say that I did. But I see this statue and I'm walking up and I'm like, why is there a nun in the middle of Santa Monica? Monica.
Oh.
Saint Monica. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh. Okay. So anyway, long story short, I know, too late. We're at the nightclub. They're playing her song. Janet Jackson comes down, and she is supposed to just mull around and mix with everybody. And I'm standing over at the bar with the record company guy, Casey. I only remember his name because I'll show you in a second. Record company guy, Virgin Records. She was on Virgin Records at the time.
Okay.
And it's places packed with people. And that's where some guy who worked at an alternative radio station said, by the way, there's a song called from Chumbawamba. You guys are going to play the hell out of it. And I'm like, oh, okay. I've never heard of the band, but okay. And that turned out to be Tump Thumping. I get knocked down, but I get up.
Correct. Yeah. They're one hit.
Right. So anyway, she comes downstairs and of course everybody just goes, and now they're all packed around. I stayed at the bar and I'm like, are we supposed to be doing that? And the record company guy's like, no, we're not. We're supposed to be chilling. And she comes to you, but everybody's gone to her. So now they're doing pictures with her. And so finally I get up there with the record company guy to go take a picture. And I sit down and I start talking to Janet Jackson about the album, because on the album she had done a cover. Oh, I can't remember. Oh, tonight. Was it Tonight's the Night? It was a Rod Stewart song.
Oh yeah. Well,
I said, wow, I bet you didn't need the lyric sheet for this. She goes, no, I didn't, because I remembered all the words. And then, so we were just chatting the whole time. And I'm just like, I keep getting this. And we're just talking away and blah, blah, blah. And I'm getting this. And it's from her bodyguard. It was like, move on. We're just chatting. I'm sorry. If you're just listening to the podcast, I'm getting thumped on the shoulder from behind. More than just a tap. Well, I'm getting pushed on the shoulder, and I'm ignoring it. I'm like, I don't know what this.
Who are you?
Yeah. And but apparently, I don't know. It was the record label, her guy, whatever. Move on. So we take a picture, and I move on. And she was bummed. She's like, "This is exactly what I did not want to happen." And I'm like, "All right." And she goes, "I'm going to be going upstairs. Come upstairs for a drink and hang out." And I'm like, "Okay." So I move on.
Wait, what?
It was all lip service. It never happened. Okay. 'Cause then I'm talking to the record company guy and I'm like, all right, so when are we going upstairs? And he goes, we're not going upstairs. Their management has already said she's not having anybody else upstairs.
Oh, boo. Yeah.
So anyway, I want you to look at this hair.
Okay.
And then look at this picture.
Oh, good Lord.
I don't know if you can see it.
Sort of. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a good shot.
Yeah, there we go. So there's Janet. Yeah. There's me. This is Casey, the record company guy. I think he's like a senior VP or something, a label.
Looks like some sort of senior.
Yeah, he's a serious guy. Senior. So there's the picture. And that's the only reason I brought it up was that's how my hair was.
Back in the Yanni days.
92.
Ron Ross at the Acropolis.
No. I had the mustache then for the Yanni. Oh, I looked like Yanni. This was the Kenny G days.
That's true. Yeah, the Kenny G.
Kenny G. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think at that time it was going halfway down my back. It actually may have been longer than the greatest wave ever's hair. And I had the rock and roll hair.
You were living the lifestyle, brother.
But not then, but outside of that, I always had it back in a ponytail.
Right.
It was always back in a ponytail. And that's why I eventually cut it, because I was like, well, then why have it? Because, you know, it was getting in my food. It's good in point. My mouth. Outside is blowing in my face. I mean, it was cool for a while. At that time, I was in a band. I was playing drums in a band and some guitar called Pat the Dog. I love the name of that band. I came up with a name for that because I like the alliteration, because I worked at a bookstore and there was a book called Pat the Cat. And it was about patting the cat. It was the double, but I just like the double entendre of Pat, the name. And
it was a good name.
Yeah. Pat the Dog.
Definitely was a good name.
Thank you.
I can relate, Ron, because, you know, I feel like, you know, I have this hair now and I just feel like I might as well just shave it off for the summer.
Have you done that yet?
Oh, I've done that during the summer.
Taking it all the way down?
I haven't done the bald thing, but I've done the, run a number 3 clipper across the top of your head. That looks good for the summer, dude.
Yeah. That's awesome, though.
But you know, to be back in the days where I could pull my hair in a ponytail, you know, Dr. Johnny Fever look, and now and just grow it long in the back and pull it in the ponytail.
The guys that we talked to, Jason,
that dude,
you're funny, Jason, our friend Jason, who left a message for us on the phone.
Yes, he did. Jason. That was nice.
He's in a band called Crash Limo. Okay. So he shaves his head, and the bass player, Chris, whom I've seen pictures of, I've only known him since he shaved his head, but apparently, you know, he shaves his head, and then they just got a new drummer, Sean, and he shaves his head. So in the band picture, I went to the guitar player. I'm like, dude,
yeah, you're going to have to shave your head if you
want to be in this band.
I would like to mention, as a follically challenged gentleman, I object to people shaving their head if they have nice hair.
Well, no, they didn't have nice hair. They wanted to shave their head. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
All right.
They didn't shave it down because they didn't take life. Nice.
If you, for example, were to go with the cue ball look, I would be upset with you.
Yeah, you think?
No, I would. I totally would be upset with you. You got nice hair.
I told greatest wave ever. I think I want to go full mohawk though. I've always wanted to have a mohawk, just to have a mohawk. Just shave this all off.
You kind of got like the sprout going up there.
I've got that. Well, that's the headphones are holding everything down. But anyway. So she's like, anyway. Really? Why? I said, because I've never had one. I'd like to have one. Right. She's like, why don't you do a faux hawk? I'm like, because it's not a mohawk.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I noticed last night we sat down. I get home. Greatest wife ever had made this incredible meal. I'm amazed. She comes up with these things. I'm going to try this. I'm going to do that. You know, she knows I love Salisbury steak. So she made like a healthy version with out of ground turkey, but with the onions and the mushrooms and the brown gravy. I mean, it was, anyway, so she made this wonderful meal last night and we're sitting down to watch TV. Yeah. And it's like, well, what do you want to watch? And I'm like, I don't know, because I just realized when I put this together for the podcast that we have started 5 or 6 TV shows and we haven't finished them. We've started them and there are like so many that we're into. All right. So Palm Royale, we're watching with Kristen Wiig. That's on Apple TV Plus. 6 Feet Under, we heard so much about it. So we started that and we got like, I don't know, 5, 6 episodes into it. We've kind of fallen off of that. Curb Your Enthusiasm, because this was the last season, so we decided, let's go back into the I think it's the 90s or the 2K. I mean, it's very dated, the first season. Right. We've watched like, I don't know, 7, 8 episodes of that, and we've kind of dropped off of that. Anatomy of a Scandal, we started on Netflix, which excuse me, about a minister in Parliament who has an affair, but then he's accused of sexual assault and then he's put on trial. And no, it's the irony is not lost on me that his last name is Whitehouse. Thank you. So, but it's a British show. Started watching that. Then there's one called The Gentleman that we started watching, which again, I think is also on Netflix, might be on Prime. And that's about a guy who inherits, and it's a British show again, he inherits his father, who is a duke. He's not the oldest son, but he's given the whole estate and the title and all of that in the will. And the oldest son is a mess up, and he gambles and he does a lot of drugs and all that stuff. Yeah. But then he finds out, the son who inherits finds out that on the property there is a major weed manufacturing they had an agreement with his father, and now he's got to decide, you know. So anyway, that, and that's done by Guy Ritchie, great director, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. Yeah, exactly. Madonna. Used to be married to Madonna, but directed the Sherlock Holmes movies with Robert Downey Jr. So that's right. The kind of humor we're talking about.
It's good stuff.
Who's building something in your neighborhood?
Yeah, I can't do anything about that.
Is that
literally— I told you the last show, would you please stop the hammering?
Oh, yeah. they had stopped last week, but they haven't.
They're at it. Imagine hearing this like every single weekday as you're trying to work.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
This is my life.
Yeah, there's
I put myself on mute when I'm not talking to try and avoid that.
There are two dogs. Don't mute your mic. There are two dogs in our neighborhood. Greatest wife ever and I would sit out on the patio. It's getting into that weather too. We'd sit out on our deck and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And you just heard these two dogs would be let out in the morning and they were just brr, 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 brr. And then the owner, she'd come out, Bella, shut up. Bella would not shut up. Bella kept going, roar, roar, Bella, shut up. I literally wanted to walk. It's every morning, like clockwork. It's like, oh, it's Bella o'clock. Bella,
yeah.
Shut up.
Gosh. Yeah, I get it. But this is my life. We've had three buildings going up around us. Three.
Okay.
Three.
So now, I'm sorry about that. And you're houses going up around you?
Yeah. We had a house being built this direction. We have a add-on kind of to an existing house going on here. Addition. That was the word I was looking for. Thank you, Ron. Okay. And then we have another house that is nearing, it's completed on the exterior. So all they're doing is interior work. But I've just been enduring this for like 4 months now. There are times where I need to just get out of the house and leave because this is all I hear. Like, you can imagine. But
yeah. Is your a little housekeeping here? I'm sorry. Yes. I'm getting a lot of ambient noise from your microphone.
Mine?
It's weird because usually your microphone cuts everything out. Your filters,
I don't know. It's like you're
getting a lot of room reverb.
Yeah, normally
we're taking care of ahead of. Yeah, it usually gets filtered out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's why
it says the processing is on the mic.
Your mic's
that
not
thing's on, right?
Your mic's not on. Nope.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, your computer microphone is picking you up.
Thank you.
You haven't routed your microphone through your
son of a
gun.
Beeswax.
Gun. Son of a gun.
Right. Okay. Well, hang on 1 second.
I'm hanging. I never sound better than you. You've got a nice microphone.
I know. Well, guess what? It totally was. It was going through. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now?
There he is. There he is.
Thank you.
Now I bet you can play the
what you mean this? Wait, hold on.
Play the theme.
I was wondering because everything's hooked up correctly. You know what? I got a new web camera, and this is like you said, this is something we should have done beforehand.
There we go. Okay. All right. I'm like listening to you. I'm like, why is it? I feel like I'm in the room with you as opposed to,
Well, I mean, thanks for clearing that up. And oh, great. Now, where did you go, Ron? Ron, where are you? Did we lose connection? It's not just me, is it? Ron, are you there? Where did you go? Okay. Well, I don't know what's going on with Ron. Ron is frozen. Either Ron's frozen or I'm frozen.
That's weird.
There you are. You're back.
I just had black screen.
You shouldn't have talked about technical issues.
You're right. It's my fault.
You sent juju into the universe.
Well, I think, do I have us on? I think
it was the John show for about 2 minutes.
It was the John. Yep.
Oh, and he's going again. There he goes. Hey, everybody. It's John Taylor in the morning.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back again. There you are. All right, don't do whatever you're doing.
What?
Don't do whatever you're doing.
I was switching me over to the phone, to the hotspot.
Oh, okay.
It seems like my
your connection.
My connection is
this is the world people live in nowadays. You know, on that whether they sit on Zoom or WebEx or whatever to the Skype. Does anyone use Skype? I don't think anyone.
There we go.
Skype.
Now we're connected. Now I'm not going to. Yeah, we're good.
No, it happens.
I'm on my hotspot. Sorry about that. So back to
you're back.
Back to the TV shows.
Jennifer's like, we both are frozen now. Well, I know.
We're okay now. Oh, no. It's frozen for her because she's still on the house.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Right.
I'll have to go back and watch that.
It's funny.
So aside from all of those television shows, there are also shows that I watch without the greatest wave ever.
Okay.
Which is rare because I'm usually just sitting down with her to watch whatever we agree on. But so I still have to finish Titans.
Okay.
Which is a DC comics thing. I have a bunch of Star Wars animated shows I have to before I can go into Ahsoka.
God, that Star Wars thing.
Yeah, Star Wars. So much Star Wars. And then there's a lot of Marvel on Disney Plus that I haven't finished, and I've got to get up to date on all of that stuff. And I want to watch some Marvel, but I never have any time. And it's like, are there shows that you watch independently of Your Greatest Wife Ever?
For a while, I was watching some stuff. I watched Louder Milk, which was on Hulu. I think. Yeah. The guy who Peter, from Office Space.
Yes. Right. Okay.
So I did watch that, and there have been a few other, like I watched episodes of Boston Legal. Like every once in a while, I just go back and watch that because Shatner and James Spader were so good together on that show. Just so good.
And then he was just so weird on The Office.
Yeah.
James Spader was. And then of course, The Blacklist.
The Black,
but well, yeah, he's I've got all of these, there. And then there are shows that she watches that we were watching together, and then she just watches ahead because I'm not home,
right?
And I was like, "Well, what are you doing? Why are you watching that?" She goes, "You weren't home, but we're watching that,
right?" Yeah, no.
And she's like, "I'm like, all right, I guess I'll read Wikipedia and catch up,"
right?
Which is what I've done. I've done that before, but. Now there are shows that she watches that, and she's like, "Oh, you don't want to watch this." And I'll sit down and we'll have it on while we're eating a dinner or whatever.
Is she right?
I wind up watching like Call the Midwife. It's a PBS show. What? It's a wonderful. It's a very peaceful, loving. I love that show. And what was the Durrells is another British show she was watching without me. But then when I would sit down,
oh no,
I'm back.
Okay.
Am I back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I'm getting ready over here.
Okay.
Just in case this happens again. Right. Here we go. Ready? This is what I'm going to do. Ready?
Right. Okay, John. All right, John.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Well, it can go now. We're back. All right. So.
Got to be prepared here on the Ron Ross Radio Show podcast.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that. Well, you know what I did? I did downgrade to save money. I downgraded the speed of my internet.
Did you?
I did.
Well, maybe that wasn't such a great idea.
I was paying a lot of money, dude, and I wasn't.
What did you have internet speed wise?
It was the highest you could get. Business. It was a business.
Well, what do you have now? You know?
It was, we knocked it down like a tier or two tiers, a tier. So, you know, I think 800.
You have 800 now?
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, that would be good because I only have 500. So.
But we're on everybody's, you know, we've got my computer, my phone, her iPad.
It doesn't matter. You know how many
devices in our living room?
We did this the other day, by the way, because I've been having some issues and I've been theorizing that I need to do my once every 5 year router reset, like just reset the whole network because things get boogered up after a while. This is
all the time. Absolutely. Yeah, we get
boogered up. And so I looked how many devices, guess how many devices are attached in my household? If you were just to throw
at
out
least 10,
more like 77 devices. Are connected simultaneously. Just think about all these little things that connect via Wi-Fi that, you know, the refrigerator.
Oh, family
show. I know, family show. Heck. Family
show.
Heck. The refrigerator. I'll go out back and edit that out. The refrigerator even connects. I mean,
okay. Well, see, I don't have those devices. I don't have a refrigerator that hooks up to the Wi-Fi. I don't have that.
I'll bet you.
You know what I have?
Everybody here. All right. Everybody here, go into your router. Check how many, if you know how to do that, check how many things you have connected. And I'll bet you it's probably double to triple what you think it is.
I will check. You know what? And I will report back here next week.
Please do. That would be great. Thank you.
All right. So listen.
Sorry to take the rails right there.
Greatest Wife Ever was making toast this morning, and this literally just happened. And she pulls the toaster out, and she pulls it out of the cabinet. Mm-hmm. And I hear her. She's not happy because the cord was wound underneath it. There are four little tabs underneath it.
Right.
And I was the last one to use. Thank you. And I know just by the way you said, right. There are four little tabs underneath it for you to wind the cord around. And that's when I put it away. And it's a pain in the duck, as I admit to her, right, to unwind it. She just like wraps around and boom. So, and it's little things like that, that just bug the heck
crud
double hockey sticks out of her. And now there are one or two things that are, what's wrong? What did I do wrong? What did I say?
She's saying you're wrong.
I'm wrong to wrap the things around the way that what the tabs are for. She said it was only there for shipping at the very beginning when it was in the box, and then you don't need to wrap it around the tabs anymore.
I'm going to have to disagree on that one.
Well, you know, whatever. I still wrap it because that's why the little four little tabs are. That's where the electric cord goes. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, so annoys her.
How about on the vacuum cleaner? Do you use the tool on the back, or do you just kind of?
No. There are two hooks, and I wrap it around the hooks.
Okay.
She doesn't like that either. Which I understand. Look, I'm not making fun of her. I'm just telling you, these are the things that I do. These are the things that I do that annoy her, because I'm just wrapping the cord. It's just what I do. I'm not trying.
Yeah, you're a cord wrapper.
I'm just a cord wrapper.
Well, you also were the guy behind the mixing board, and you were the guy who worked with bands and things. So you were probably used to doing the proper cord wrap and things like. It's just your nature.
Oh, yeah.
I was Christmas light show guy. All the cords got wrapped correctly, you know. Right.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I get it.
And I'm like that on some things, and I'm not like that on other things. I get it. I'm a hypocrite. But,
all right.
And I'm just wondering if you want to throw it out there, what does your spouse do? It's just a normal little thing, a housekeeping thing.
Right.
That annoys you. As there's nothing the greatest wife ever does that annoys me at all. And,
right.
I'm kidding. The recycling,
right?
The recycling is right next to the garbage, and there are things in the garbage that should be in recycling. It's right there. And I get it. She's just throwing something away, but I'll see it. I'm like, it's recycling. Although she has, Jim brought up something here with the dishwasher loading.
Yeah.
All right. Out of the two of us in this house, greatest wife ever and me, one of us actually had a job and got paid to be a dishwasher and loaded industrial dishwashers. Guess which one it was?
You.
Me, exactly.
Yes.
Guess who apparently doesn't know how to load a dishwasher. No, we have different styles, and I get it. She's a puzzle person. So, yeah. I mean, cause I'm just like loading. Yeah. The water will hit it, you know, whatever. Right.
Yeah.
And she's got she packs it in and rightly so. She does it exactly the way
in a nice order. Apparently this is a hot button issue with dishes and dishwashing. Susan says washes the dishes versus putting them in the dishwasher. And then Jennifer says dirty dishes on the counter above the dishwasher, not in the dishwasher. I mean, who knew that this was such, do you do that?
Guilty.
That's horrible.
Why? I've tried to get into the habit now when I go over, when I'm clearing the dishes, that I'll say, are these clean or dirty? She's like, they're dirty. Then it's like, okay, rinse, and in the dishwasher. I'm trying to get into that habit.
So there's
nothing sitting in the.
Oh, I got to know. So if you have a dirty dish and there is a dishwasher full of clean dishes that needs to be emptied, do you empty it or do you leave the dish in the sink then?
No, I leave it in the sink.
Sorry.
No, I have unloaded the dishwasher as well. It's a thing. It's whoever's there. Whoever's there. I just make it a habit of not being there.
Susan also.
It's a joke. I'm not even thinking about that.
Jennifer.
Oh, don't get you started. About what, Jennifer? About what?
Susan says sink. Yep. See, it's a thing, I guess.
It is the thing. So wrapping the cord around the toaster, that's not a thing.
No.
But the dirty dishes, that is a thing. That is, okay, I get it. And you know what? And I will say this, and somebody brought it up about the washing the dishes as opposed to loading the dishwasher. I just find it easier sometimes to just get the sponge, wipe, rinse, you know, and wash the dish by hand and then just dry it, put it away and done.
Right.
Sometimes it's just easier than just putting it in the dishwasher. The dishwasher is the whole thing. Not emptying the clean dishwasher. Again, like why? Because it's work and I don't want to do it. There you go. You have your answer. You have your answer, Jennifer, because it's work and I don't feel like doing it.
I feel you on the hand cleaning thing, especially around the holidays. Mm-hmm. Like when you've got all the plates, it's like, I'm not filling up the dish. Let's just go. And then plus you all usually have the bigger pans and the, you know, the such that.
All right,
man.
Budget. Yeah, I know. We're horrible, men, horrible men, people.
And
yeah,
men,
I know,
men, terrible. And men.
They're terrible people. I get it.
We are.
Grace Wife Ever's defense, she will point out when they start vilifying men on television, you know, usually it's in a commercial, he's a dope, you know, and he's kind of dumpy and you're like, well, then why did she marry him in the first place? But he's a dumb bum. And then he's like, well, why did he do that?
I know that the Homer Simpson.
Point that out. She's like, she gets tired of that trope in the TV. All right. So we're rolling. That's something I want to pick up a little bit later, but let's get to the question of the day, because it is time to get the gray matter working, fire off the synapses, engage frontal lobe, form new neural networks, utilize the cerebrum. As Pooh says, it's time to John through his roadie.
Think. Working now. Thank you, Pooh.
It's the question of the day, playing for pride, not prize. Here's today's question of the day. Are you ready? All right, here we go.
I'm ready.
39% of women say they've actually cried when their husband surprised them by doing this. Doing what? 39% of women say they've actually cried when their husband surprised them by doing this. Doing what? Hmm. All right. What's your answer in the comment section? And good luck. Good luck. Funny about the dishwasher. I didn't even think.
I know. Who saw that coming?
Hot button issue. It's a thing, you know, with couples that live together, and you know, you get into a rhythm. This person does that. This person doesn't do that. You know, whatever.
Say they've cried. Though. This is a tough one.
They've cried. They've actually cried when their husband surprised them by doing this. All right. Here's the QOD one more time. 39% of women say they've actually cried when their husband surprised them by doing this. Doing what? Let's take a look at a couple of answers. All right,
here we go. Celeste comes in first with
Celeste, cleaning the house. That's correct.
What? No. Yeah. Really?
Yes. Cleaning something. Cleaning something. Yes.
Wow.
They cried.
I didn't see that one coming. Way to go, Celeste.
39%.
Hold on. We got other answers just to see what other people were thinking. Yeah, where their heads are at. Let's see.
We got on that topic, and then I realized that the question that I had written, I didn't really realize subconsciously we were going in that direction. Upload the dishwasher. There you go. Thank you. Yeah. What? I load the dishwasher. I just don't load it the way you like it.
Emptying the dishwasher. There seems to be a theme here.
Yeah.
Putting the dishes away, or any household chore.
Any
like household. That one.
Without being asked. Without being. Now, I cook. I love to cook. So.
All right. Hold on. Wait. Flowers.
Flowers.
Wait. The next one's pretty good.
What's next? Okay. You know what? Timeout. Is that a hard thing for women to do, is to lift the seat? Is that a hard motion? Is that a problem?
Oh, boy.
I don't get that.
Oh, boy.
Or to put it down? That's a thing.
Address your comments to Ron Ross Radio Show, P.O. Box.
It was a question.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm just asking a question.
Okay.
No, it's a courteous thing. You should, as a gentleman.
Laundry.
Laundry. I did laundry the other day.
Oh, Ron.
I did laundry the other day, and I ruined one of my shirts because I saw that the I was trying to get a little spot or stain out of my shirt, mm-hmm. and so I poured a little bit of the detergent on it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't detergent.
Bleach.
It was bleach.
Did I ever tell you the story about new carpet in my basement?
No. Well, let's hear it.
Real here quickly, this okay. is my youngest son, Andrew, and we got new carpet in our basement. It was time. You know, we had been there about 10 years or so, and things were kind of wearing out. And I was like, all right, I'm going to pull the trigger, going to get new carpet, right? Mm-hmm. About a week later, after the carpet got installed, my son had some friends over, and apparently they had some mud on their shoes as they were going down the stairs. And yeah, you see where this is headed. And so he grabbed a bottle of cleaner, thinking it was, I guess, Resolve or something like that.
Sort of detergent. Yeah, absolutely.
It was bleach. And I got a phone call at work. At that time, I was actually still working in Washington, D.C. from my wife. And she said, before I tell you what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, no. Was she trying to defuse the bomb?
You too.
Defuse the bomb before she lit the fuse.
She's like, relax, something's happened here, and I'm kind of afraid to tell you, but so he sprayed, and it wasn't just one, it was all down the stairs, and it was in a number of spots around near where the TV was. My wife, though, worked in the embroidery biz and had fabric markers, and I will say did a remarkable job of coloring.
That's funny.
Yeah, remarkable of actually coloring in the spots. So it wasn't as noticeable. It was still noticeable, but yeah.
All I can say is,
I feel you.
Now at this age, and yeah. And I remember reading this somewhere when you had like young children, and you know, and they mess up something. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, it's more important to, I mean, that there's things and they're replaceable things.
Right.
The child is not, you know, right. And the child, you know, and all moment. Yeah. It just depends on what your reaction is going to be. And I've had some reactions where I've gone off the handle, and I've had some reactions where I have just been, okay, well, okay.
Surprisingly calm when that happened. And I don't know if it's because of the way she handled it or the way that she literally worked really hard to clean up the mess that my son created. And I still kind of felt like we should have replaced it, but we didn't. And we
ended also up remember, he gets points for trying to clean up the original mess.
Just
right.
No points for not knowing the difference between bleach and rug cleaner.
Well, that's a mistake.
Yeah. But
still, the effort was there. Points for the effort.
Right. Still a story to this day. Yeah. It was rather memorable. So
when's the last time you visited his place?
Haven't actually. Since they moved out to the shore, we're talking about a summer trip up there this year.
Oh, but you should bring some bleach.
Yeah. No. I've seen those kind of things. He was a teenager, so he was old enough to know better. But yeah,
again, anyway. Points for trying to clean up the original mess of the mud, which was nice. Jennifer posted, my son got caught up and twisted in the seatbelt of a leased car. We literally had to cut him out of it. To this day, have no clue how he managed to do that in the first place. Oh my!
Yeah, that's. I'm wondering how that, I'm trying to figure out in my head how that actually could happen.
You had to be cut out of the seatbelt. That's, wow. That's,
That's pretty intense.
Well, nowadays, and you didn't do this, but nowadays, you know, people just take pictures and they post it all up on their socials. And
she'd have a million views on that one.
Right, exactly. Right. Still have a million views. I'd like to see the proper way to load a dishwasher. And
I'm sure it exists.
I know there's a way. And what's baffling to me about we're back on the dishwasher. What's baffling to me about the dishwasher, okay, is that there are tongues, you know, metal right. wiring things for you to rest your dishes on.
Right.
And they look the same and they're facing each other. And it's like, so do I put all the saucers over here? And do I put all my coffee cups over here? And I've got bigger than normal cup. You know, it's just, it's mixed matched. It's not all the same size. And especially down underneath on the bottom rack.
Right. I have thought.
The greatest wife ever, though, came up with something really brilliant. And it was one of these simple things that I didn't really realize.
Okay.
Is that when you're putting silverware in, and our friends do this and we don't. Our friends put the knives sticking up for some reason. I always put the blade down.
The blade down. Anyway, so you don't cut yourself taking it out, right?
Here's what she does. She pre-sorts. So all the forks go in one. So all this knife. So then when you take it out.
Wow. That's next level.
The whole thing over to the drawer.
Wow.
And you just pull all the forks out and done. All on the knives. Done.
That's an interesting thought. I may take that and make like, that part of my routine.
Why didn't we think of this before? It's brilliant. Brilliant.
So it doesn't bother me, the whole layout of the dishwasher thing. I will say the top level, everything just pretty much goes wherever. Bottom level, though, there is a definite.
Wait
a
minute, do you hear my wife screaming?
What?
No, it doesn't.
bottom level. I have to have some, you know, symmetry and plates kind of cascading from largest to smallest, and bigger things go in the back, the plates go in the front, and but you know, so I have sort of an order.
I try to use rhyme or rhyme and reason with with look, and I do, and I'm not, and I don't load the dishwasher. Sarah posted, yeah. Sarah with an H posted, blade down. I have a scar and lesson learned. Yeah,
blade always down. I don't know. You can't
play it. But you know, I don't disrespectfully load the dishwasher. I'm just trying to load the dishwasher as best I can and get it done. So I'm not really purposefully trying to annoy the greatest wife ever. Same thing with wrapping the cord underneath the toaster, although I know that it does annoy her, but I'm just wrapping the cord underneath the toaster. I'm just doing that. Make origami. All right, greatest wife ever is posting comments, by the way.
Yeah.
Make origami out of the it's not origami out of the it's funny. A single wrapped cord around the bottom with the four tabs. So I never ever knowingly on purpose try to make her angry about it.
Never?
Never.
You've been married a long time. You've never kind of done something and gone.
Absolutely not.
Never.
No. Keep saying never, John.
Never?
No, I have not.
Well, good for you.
No, and she doesn't to me.
No, I mean, generally speaking, I would say probably never.
Oh, here we come. Here we go, Jen.
I'm sure there have been a few times, probably in the course of, I don't know, how many years has it been? Jeez, a lot. I'm
34, so you're 33.
Right.
I'll be 34.
Oh, the magic number, 33. That's my wife's favorite number.
It is?
Yeah. That and 13. 33 and 13 are her favorite.
33 and 13 are her favorite numbers? What is the logic? Or is there,
threes are the magic number in the universe, apparently. I don't know.
It was one of my favorite Schoolhouse Rock songs.
Three is your favorite number?
Is the magic number. Yes, it is.
That might have something to do with it. I don't know.
3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30. That's how I remembered my multiplication tables.
Wow. Okay.
The last question, senior year, my last exam, final exam, was in American history. Mm-hmm. And the extra credit question was, write the preamble to the Constitution.
We the people, in order to form of a perfect union.
Establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. And I wrote it all down. Actually, it's we the people of the United States of America. But the underneath that. Yeah, I just sat there and I'm singing it. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and run it all down and turn it into Sister Eleanor, whom, by the way, did not remember me at a school reunion. And I was very hurt by that. Hurt. I remembered her. She had, well, now she had hundreds and hundreds of students over the years.
Yeah, but no excuse to forget you.
Did not remember me. And I was really handed in to Sister Eleanor, and I was done with high school. That was my last exam. Hmm. All right. Oh, we've gone over time a little bit. And
so look at that.
I wanted to talk to a little bit. Oh, I did want to tell you this real quick. And I'm going to start this next week.
All right.
I'm going to bring back a game from the old morning show. And it's a game that we invented because of the pandemic. I was working from home and I couldn't do a lot of the games, interactive games with phone calls and so on. So a lot of it existed on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And there was a woman who had said, we were talking about doing puzzles. What were you doing? What do you do during the puzzles during the pandemic? Grace Wife Ever and I started doing jigsaw puzzles. Which when you have a four cat hazard, it's hard to do because the cats are always like, they always want to be on the table and,
right.
And Margot, the pieces would stick to her foot and then she'd flick it and flick the piece across the room.
Todd would run
walking across. Yeah. No, Todd's got to just lay there and like, oh, look at me. I know you want to do this puzzle, but look at my belly. And they're like, come on, dude.
Todd.
So they were like, we were doing puzzles and I talked about this on the air. And this one woman says, well, what she and I guess her family does is they'll take a picture of an everyday object and they zoom in super tight.
Right.
And you just got, or it's taken from a weird angle and you got to guess what it is. And so I wish I remembered this woman's name because I totally would give her credit for it, but I got it from a listener. And if you listen to the old morning show, in the last 4 years during the lockdown is we started a game called What TH Is It? And, I'm going to bring that back. I'm bringing it's a fun game. We're going to bring it back. I'm going to play that on the Facebook page and our Instagram and Twitter. And so it'll be a picture, everyday object. And then we'll pop that up. And again, it's for pride, not prize. It always is. And then we'll pop that up on our socials and you take a look at it and just tell me what it is.
Yeah, we used to do that on Intercot too. It was called Where in the World Am I?
Oh,
and
nice.
And we would take a zoomed in picture of something and have people try and identify it. Shane Gamble, a friend of both of ours, went on a vacation there and he tried to play that game with me. Mm-hmm. Like 10 out of 10. I got them all.
Oh, you nailed it? Okay.
Yeah, he's like, how do you know this? I'm like, dude. Come on,
dude.
By the way, yeah, stop by intercot.com or intercot on any of the socials. Little plug. Sorry.
That would be John's Disney Parks, his website. Own podcast that has been, well, the website, but the podcast.
And the podcast.
Yeah. Well, it was the website first and then a podcast that went onto the website, but still.
Correct.
Big fan of the Disney parks. Maybe not so much. We're not talking movies or trivia or stuff like that. Mm-mm. It's all about the parks.
And just kind of like this, we kind of run off the road a lot.
Run off the, do you?
Oh. Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hello, it's the morning zoo of Disney podcasts, we call it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And then you go do the dishes.
Incorrectly. Right. Correct. That could come up in a show. You never know. Anyway, sorry.
All right. So, we're going to bring that back. So look for your on the Facebook page and on our Instagram and on our Twitter.
All right.
It's Ron Ross Radio, except on Twitter where it's Radio Ron Ross, I think.
Something like that.
Are you playing me out? Oh, you're playing me
out. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I got to go.
Well, you need to turn that up. Okay. Oh, yeah, I got to go, too. I got to work. I got to go to work and do my thing. All right, listen. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I know it was a weird day, but we got to sing the Friday song.
We did. We
got to learn a few things. We learned about the eclipse, and we learned that you have more than you expect things hooked up to your router. I gotta explore that. I don't know what that is, man. That's weird.
It's true.
All right. Listen, please take care of yourselves and each other. Please be safe. John Yaglinski, Ron Ross, love you, mean it. Bicycle.
Bye now, everybody.